Hello and welcome to this regional edition of the Lynn Slowdown. I'm John Easter, joined as always by the head coach of the women's basketball team here at Ben Davis, Coach Joe Lentz. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Doing all right. Congratulations on the sectional.
Thank you very much.
Number 26 in the history of Ben Davis High School.
How about that?
And I think that's number three since you've been here.
Yeah.
So congratulations again on that. And, of course, that's the big topic this week is the sectional. And on Friday night, had an exciting victory over the Roncalli Lady Rebels. So let's jump right in there. They go down, tight game. What's the call there as you drew it up in the huddle? And did it come out exactly like you planned it?
Nothing ever comes out exactly like you planned it. But we had decided that we were going to hold for the last shot. I decided that when we got the ball with about 41 or 2 seconds to go. And so we just stood out there and dribbled away for a while till we got down to 16 and got the timeout. And I actually put in or told them two plays, nothing that we don't always do. Our Wildcat zone play, if they stayed zone and if they went man, we were going to go flat. Both of them are designed to keep the ball in Kira's hands and to let her either get a chance to score or pass it off. And they came out man-to-man, so we went with what we call flat. And with Natalie setting the screen for her, and, of course, they jumped right to Kira, and Natalie threw it in – or Kira threw it inside to Natalie, and Natalie scores.
Made the shot. Yeah. And, of course, everybody celebrates. And then afterwards, I know I think it was Coach Newsom posted video in the locker room where you were very specific telling the team, you know, listen, we haven't won this yet.
Right.
So you have that high point on Friday night. How do you keep a team focused then on Saturday?
You just keep reminding them and hope that they're kids and they're natural and human beings too. They're naturally excited that they won a big game against the team that was projected to be the other team that had a real chance to win the sectional. You can't have the letdown. And we did have a little bit of a letdown. It wasn't awful. Factoring the biggest thing, I think, why it was such an ugly game had to do with the officiating. And I'm not implying that they were biased in any way. They just kept calling foul after foul after foul for the lightest amount of contact you could almost imagine. And both teams suffered 52 fouls are called together, and that's quite a few.
At least they split them up evenly, though, 26 in the first half, 26 in the second half. And Lady Giants get it done on Saturday. Overall, we kind of talked a little bit there about the Decatur Central game, but what was your feeling coming out now as you're heading into the regional?
Well, obviously you feel good because you get a chance to play in the regional. We've played Lawrence North twice already, lost both times. They're a really, really good team, very athletic. But by now we know them, and of course they know us. But I'm hoping that our analysis of how to approach them maybe hopefully a little bit better than theirs. That's all what you're always hoping, and hoping our kids are certainly going to be fired up for it, I would think. And it's, again, it's kind of natural. Lawrence North may be saying, oh, okay, well, we got this one, and a great chance for us to step in. We lost by 15 the first time and 7 the second, so another 8-point improvement is pretty good for us.
Yeah, you'd be 1 point ahead. When you look at Lawrence North, you kind of talk about both games. The first game kind of came down to a run at the end of the half, if I remember correctly. And then the second one was a run at the end of the game because it was a tight game, low scoring the second time you played. Lawrence North has had some struggles with offense in the last few months or last few weeks, but it seems like they kind of got some things corrected, at least in the sectional. With the they had to pretty much go through the Mick to get to where they are, and they're here's the Mick again. So what has kind of gone on with Lawrence North? I know that you're familiar with them, and you've seen them on video many times. You've seen them in person now 3 times on the court, on the same floor, maybe even more than 3 times with scouting and things. But what's kind of been up with them, and what have you seen? Why do they keep kind of just making it through, it seems like? That's been the way it's gone here at the end of the year.
Well, they depend so much on their outside shooting, and they're very good outside shooters. They got 3 kids, 4 kids. They can all knock it down from 3-point range. And if that happens to go bad, then it puts you in a tight game. They've been willing to let the game slow down, which keeps it, you know, keeps it closer. You know, the slower the game, the longer each possession, the fewer shots, and more than likely the fewer points are going to be scored. And they're quite willing to do that. Defensively, they help create that. They're long, and they get into that zone, and they stretch it out quite a bit, and they cause problems for your guards. It's really hard for even teams that shoot the ball really well to get a lot of good looks from the outside against them. And if you're used to getting good looks from the outside, that kind of upsets you, your offensive rhythm. And so that's what they're all about, trying to disrupt the other team's offensive rhythm as much as you can. And they like to move the ball around and knock down threes. And if they happen to be missing a few or happen to face some instances where they turn the ball over, then it can be a very close game.
As you look at the other side of the bracket, you have Brownsburg and New Palestine over there. New Pal, a team that probably don't know as well because they don't typically play in Marion County. They're a Hancock County team. And then, of course, Brownsburg, a team you do know well, a team that you've seen on your schedule in that game. And I know, you know, we talked last week that you prepare for Lawrence North, and then you have the other two. But what do you know about those two squads?
I know Brownsburg has shooters. They like to run. They execute their offense pretty well, and defensively, they're solid. They're a very solid team, and you know they're gonna be a handful for anybody. New Pal is a young but late this season developing team that they pose a lot of problems. They've got a freshman point guard that does a really nice job of kind of being the floor leader, which is quite highly unusual for a freshman. They got by Mount Vernon, who was a very, very good team. So
big upset.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you good luck on Saturday. Lady Giants play at 10 a.m. at Decatur Central. Pretty familiar with that now since we've been there the last couple of years, the Lady Giants have. So should be a great matchup on Saturday. Same opponent, too, that you saw. Of course, it was flipped.
It was in the second game last year we saw him.
So it should be a great matchup. And anything else you want to add, Coach?
Let's just hope we get focused and play well, and then we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, you know how it goes. This regional, typically, if you get through this regional, it bodes well for the rest of the state tournament. But I know you don't look ahead.
No, I don't look ahead. But that is kind of it's almost a tradition. The winner of this regional usually has a pretty good route for it.
And it's usually a mixed team as well. So we'll see what happens. All right, Coach. Thanks again. We appreciate it.